Day where we go straight into science and technology. So today we have Unompendulo who's going to be telling us a little bit more about it. Also, we have a guest. So Unompendulo who does introduce her, the guest right here. Welcome to the show, Unompendulo.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are we talking about today and who do we have online?
Okay, today we're going to be talking about plant health. We have Professor Dave Berger from Department of Plants and Soil Science. He's from University of Pretoria.
So he's the one who's going to be, answering most of the questions. If you do have any other questions, you can call us on 081-805-4237. We can get going.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Mr. Dave.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon,
sir. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, can we start, sir?
Yes, sure.
Okay, our first question is: Can you tell us what is plant health?
Yes. So, good afternoon to all the listeners who are online and listening. Plant health is a really important concept. You've got to think about it from the point of view of agricultural crops and also in the natural environment, such as the Kruger National Park. Mm-hmm. And in agricultural crops, it means that the crops are growing in a healthy manner and that they're getting a good yield of what you expect, maybe the seed, the grain from your maize or your sorghum or your tomato fruits or your potato tubers. Mm-hmm. And then good plant health in a natural environment is an environment where the plants can grow healthily and produce their seed and then be able to produce a next generation. So those are the concepts of plant health. And what's important is who are the people who study plant health, and that's plant pathologists like myself. And we are actually plant doctors. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later, how we actually are quite a lot like medical doctors.
Okay. What is the importance of plant health?
So plant health is critically important because it's actually affected society and mankind since biblical times. If you've read about in the Bible about the plagues and the famines were often caused by diseases such as wheat diseases, and we've got evidence from the pyramids, the murals on the pyramids are showing some of the effects of some of those diseases of wheat, which were caused by fungi. And then of course the plagues were caused by things like locusts, and I think many of the listeners may have experienced the latest locust invasion in the last year or so. Which started off in the Middle East and came through Yemen maybe the end of last year. And I've just been in Namibia, and it's come right across South Africa, and there's even some locusts which are on right on the seaside, so they've moved right across the continent. So that's another example of these pests and pathogens which can really affect the food security of people everywhere in the world. And so that's why it's important to be aware of plant health. And that's why the United Nations and the Food and Agricultural Organization made last year the International Year of Plant Health. So that was really important, and that's why we're having this event this week, the discussion forum of the National Science and Technology Forum on plant health, and it's going to be all about the threats to biosecurity, biodiversity, and food security this Thursday and Friday. And it's a public event available to anyone who would like to log on, and I hope you can advertise the web link to that during the course of the radio interview.
Okay, I see. So how do you identify these plant disease?
So basically, you know, I'm sure there are many listeners who are farmers and they have a plot of land where they're planting crops. And some of them are quite expert already at identifying that sometimes if you've got a disease on the leaf, you can see a blemish or a lesion on the surface. And some of these are very characteristic. Different pests and diseases have different characteristics, so you can identify by symptoms. Sometimes if you have maybe growing cassava and you dig up the cassava roots or some potatoes, you might see some blemishes there, and that's due to other pests and diseases. And of course, scientists have become experts in identifying these things, the plant pathologists.
Mm-hmm.
And we also followed up by more sophisticated methods of identification. Would you like to hear about how we do that in the laboratory?
Yes, can you tell us more?
Yes, you know, there are some people working for the Agricultural Research Council there in Nelspruit and all over the country,
mm-hmm.
who, and also at many universities, University of Mpumalanga and here at the University of Pretoria. And what we do is we actually can take these samples with blemishes on them back to the lab,
mm-hmm.
and then we can look at the microbes, many of the microbes, the fungi or bacteria or viruses, we can see them in a microscope. And so many students who train as plant pathologists, they become experts at looking in microscopes.
Mm-hmm.
And also we are now using DNA technology, you know, so you know a DNA is used in forensics for identifying people or in paternity testing. And of course all these microbes and pathogens as well as insects have got DNA, and so mm-hmm. we can find barcodes and identifying them by looking at that kind of barcodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, what's really exciting is that scientists like us are also using artificial intelligence. So we're not only using artificial intelligence for self-driving cars, we can actually use artificial intelligence for developing an app which can identify these symptoms, that farmers can take photographs of the diseases on their leaves. And then we're working towards developing that an application on a cell phone that can help farmers to identify these diseases or identify the insects. And that's something I'll be talking about on Friday.
Okay, sir. I heard you talking about biosecurity. What are the threats to biosecurity and biodiversity?
Yes, thank you. So biosecurity is a really important concept. Some of you might have heard about the fall armyworm, which was this insect pest which actually came into West Africa in 2016, and mm-hmm. it's an insect pest which is a caterpillar or mm-hmm. a worm on the maize and the rice, but then it develops into a moth which can fly very fast, and so that moth, it actually moved down to South Africa within 1 year. So by 2017, it was invading into Limpopo and the warmer parts of Mpumalanga. So that is like an alien invader.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why the South African government, the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, has to have customs officers who are trained in plant pathology and entomology to inspect consignments coming in across the border and prevent these kind of alien insects and fungi coming in. Another important disease for biosecurity in Mpumalanga is the Panama disease of bananas. You know, you grow a lot of bananas there and there is already this fungal disease which infects the roots of the bananas, which the farmers are doing a very good job together with scientists to control. But there are different races of this disease, and there's a very devastating one in Mozambique. And so it's really important, and that's the whole point of the International Year of Plant Health,
mm-hmm.
that people don't move material, banana material or maize, across the border from Mozambique into South Africa or from Zimbabwe into South Africa. So I think what the public can do is the public likes moving plants around, but you should really always get your planting material from your own country, from accredited suppliers who can show that it's actually disease-free. And so that's why we really need to be very much aware about this whole biosecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so lastly, can you please tell us more about the event that will be happening on the 10th and the 12th of June?
Yes, so this event is actually happening this Thursday and Friday, the 10th mm-hmm. and 11th of June. And it's an online public forum. It's called the National Science and Technology Forum Discussion Forum. And NSTF is a fantastic government organization which is aimed at promoting science education, engineering and technology in all fields across South Africa. And it aims to get stakeholders together, the public, government departments, universities, science councils, and businesses, especially mm-hmm. the agricultural business in this case. And they'll be talking on the topic. There'll be a series of presentations and discussions. And the topic of the whole event is actually, I can give you that, the topic is Plant Health in South Africa, Threats to Biosecurity, Biodiversity, and Food Security. And I encourage anyone who's interested to log on and attend those events, and you'll be able to ask questions from the experts and hear more about it. And there'll be some really interesting talks presented by, you know, the top scientific experts from government, industry, and universities. Mm-hmm. And NSTF has got a fantastic program. They have a so-called brilliance program where they take the top matric students in every province, so also from Malanga, every year, and they give them a special award, and they give them a special tour of scientific institutions to prepare them for their university careers after matric. And there's also a lot of really great activities that NSTF is involved in to really encourage science, engineering, technology education and support in the country. So I encourage people to attend that event. Is that useful to you? And will you be able to advertise that on your radio station in Barberton?
It is useful. It is a very useful, Sam. People are listening, and they'll definitely be able to attend that event.
Yes, they should register today or tomorrow beforehand, and then they'll get a link to the Zoom link, and then they'll be able to log in and listen and watch. You're very welcome.
Yeah, if you could share where they are supposed to register and all that.
Yes, I will send you the web link. If you can, do you have a Facebook site that you can advertise that on?
We could do that.
So, and if they were to Google NSTF Plant Health in South Africa, okay, June 2021, they should be able to find it as well. If someone wants to go and look right now, they can just Google those keywords NSTF Plant Health in South Africa, June 2021, and they should find the link.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, well, I hope it's been interesting, and I can encourage young people who are listening to have a look at plant pathology as a career. There's always lots of jobs for plant pathologists, and you're actually working just like a doctor. You get a symptom on a plant that a farmer brings you, and you've got to use the same diagnostic methods that a doctor will use. So we call plant pathologists doctors, and you can train as a plant pathologist at University of Pretoria, University of KwaZulu-Natal, University of Free State, University of Stellenbosch, and also other universities, University of Venda, University of Limpopo, so there's lots of opportunities in this particular field of plant health.
All right, sir. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Okay, well, same to you, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to tell people about this really important topic.
Thank you, sir. Have yourself a lovely one. It is 10 minutes right before 2 o'clock, still on BCRFM, Water 4.1. It is your Science and Technology Day, and we do have right here, she's going to be telling us a little bit more. Right now, I think we are done with the entire thing, right?
Yes, we're done.
And then when are you going to be back?
Next week, Thursday, same time.
Same time, same place. Not this week.
Oh, this week.
So on Thursday we're gonna be having more science and technology. In case you have any questions at all, you can find us on Facebook. It is BCRFM 104.1 on air. On Instagram and Twitter, it is just BCRFM 104.